Hello, I'm Mike Andrew, and welcome to my Real Estate Tips and Technology podcast series. This series is designed to provide helpful information to working real estate professionals on real estate marketing and technology. The theme today is internal links, how to create a better SEO result for your blog. Now, your blog will have a better search engine optimization result when you utilize good SEO techniques, such as link building. And one of the ways to do that is by creating internal links within your posts or content. A good internal link structure can have a sizable impact on your rankings on the major search engines. Most blog writers either don't use this strategy or don't know how to create internal links, and it really is quite simple. You want your readers, particularly new ones, to discover all your great content, and by including links to your older posts, it gives them a whole new life, as well as maintaining your readers on your blog for a longer stay. Now, for example, back in February, I wrote a post about Google Analytics, and in January, I wrote about how important an SEO strategy is to your business. So you can see the relevance of these older posts to my new post. Therefore, I would include internal links to both of these posts I've mentioned, knowing that when new readers visit my blog, they will be able to visit those posts and read the stories, effectively giving those older posts a new lease on life. So here are a few tips for you on creating an internal link strategy and a few things you should avoid. Number one, avoiding bad anchor text. Whilst adding click here text may drive a better click-through rate, it is not good for anchor text. You need to decide if click here or keywords are far more important. I decided that keywords were far more important. You can, of course, mix them up by including good keywords and then a separate link containing the words click here. Number two, uneven distribution of links. Make sure you spread your links around. Promote all of your old posts in your new content. But one word of advice, don't overdo it. One or two links per post is quite sufficient. Number three, broken links. Now make sure all of your links work. There's nothing worse for a reader than to click on a link in your post and it not work. If you change or upgrade your blog software at any time, it can cause broken links. So make sure they all work and test them regularly. If you are using Google Webmaster Tools on your blog, it will tell you if a link is broken. But beware, the search engines do not like broken links. Number four, missed opportunities. If you're blogging about a subject you've written about before, don't miss the opportunity to link to your older content. And number five, edit instead of linking. Sometimes there is the temptation to go back and edit an old post, or you might even want to add some updated information to it. Well, resist the temptation. You are far better to write a new post and then include a link to your old one. I hope this podcast on how to create internal links is helpful to you in getting a better result for your blog. You can breathe new life into your old articles and posts by creating internal links, and it will help you in the search results. Now, for more information, please visit my blog at www.mikeandrewrealestate.com, or you can follow me on Twitter. Just look for Mike Andrew RE, and you can follow me on Facebook. Just use this link, www.facebook.com/mike.andrew. I hope this information is of assistance to you, and as always, thank you for listening.